mean, if you say you're gender fluid or something, you can like show your nipple on Facebook now or an Instagram.
Really?
Yeah.
Call me a they, them.
I love the laws of this country.
Yeah, but only trans women and like.
Oh, so still and, benefiting men.
Yeah. I'm like, why is that?
Ashlyn's a turf. All right, ready? Hi, everyone. I'm Maddie Smith. What time is it?
That time. My boobs out.
That time of the week. La, 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 la. What is happening? You guys, we have an announcement to make, and it's a sad one. The podcast, as you may know from our lack of consistency over the past month, we're bringing the podcast to a close, perhaps a temporary close.
We're still going to be... I mean, I almost lost my job talking about wanting to fuck Great Danes, so...
And I still get comments about Great Danes on everything that I post.
This will forever be a space for Great Danes.
Like, yes. I literally posted a photo of Theo, and someone was like, that's not a Great Dane.
I do not get them. I don't know why I was skipped out of that one.
I don't know. It was me and Stuart. I think it was me and Stuart were like, I would go down on that fucking dog.
People
and-
message me Great Dane photos, like, every day.
You must just be sliding off your seat in the office.
Well, I told you I was at a show where a girl came up to me and she said my boyfriend was making fun of the Great Dane clip on a Reddit feed, and then she watched it next to her boyfriend, and in her head she was like, "This is fucking awesome."
Yeah.
And that's how. The but she couldn't say it out loud because you can't have a differing opinion than your boyfriend.
Mm, no,
it's illegal.
Then you'll be single.
Then you'll be single, or I'll hit you.
You know single I mean? Or bruised.
Yeah. Which would you rather have? Would you rather be single or bruised?
Single.
I don't know.
Some people don't like to be alone.
And he likes me a
somebody
lot.
Somebody hits me, they're dead, dude. Dead.
If it hits me on the butt, then I'm like, okay.
Oh, the bruises on the butt.
Often from like.
From getting a spanking?
From getting tossed around in
just
bed.
Just like tossed around and drunkenly running into things with my man.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Sometimes when I have a random bruise, I'm because you know they say if you have a random bruise that it could also be like a demon trying to possess your body.
Who says that?
Like if you see The Conjuring, like when the demon like tries to like touch her, the bruising starts. So they'll like ask.
Dude, that's some Puerto Rican legend shit.
Yeah, this is giving. This that's is Washington Jorona. Heights.
You're bruising the demons up
bruja.
Here.
Bruja. This is a bruja.
It's a brouhaha. So, yeah, you guys, we're wrapping it up. But we had a great time.
We did.
Someone else needs to talk.
Say it like you mean it. Say it nice.
We had a great time,
nice?
I guess.
Stop. I'm fucking sweating.
You guys, we love you all. We'll be back. Just yes. Not in the foreseeable future.
Maybe in a studio setting.
We need a studio. We need a lot of things. Honestly, you guys weren't paying on the picture.
That's what it comes down to. My schedule has gotten cuckoo bananas to the point where I can't even like shower when I'm supposed to.
No.
Look at my hair.
That's not because of the podcast.
I have I was saying my schedule is so crazy that I can't even shower.
Is this
so
the time
it's hard
you shower?
For me to, I shower usually every Tuesday at 6:30. What day is it? Every Wednesday at 6:30. So that's why I'm like compromising. Yeah. Already.
I'm like, you have a schedule for that.
I forget to take my Lexapro. Last week I said I'm back on Lexapro.
You didn't even tell me you were off.
I forgot to pay my rent last month.
That's really? Okay.
You had a fucking letter in the mail.
It said you're
evicted.
Yeah.
That's why
I had to email Patty and say, this is not like me. And then I paid the next month. I paid the next 2 months right there just to show them
that I'm busy. You're busy, dude.
Yeah. So I'm getting really busy. And unfortunately, because of that, we got to take a little break. But, you know, we got Sharon always.
I know. I'm going to miss Sharon.
Hannah, Madison, or Madeline. Mm-hmm. No, Madeline, right? M-A-D-I-L-Y-N.
I think my homegirl's in Arkansas,
Roberto,
too.
Roberto, the homegirl.
Oh, my Nicole. God. Roberto is going to die.
Lindsay, Roberto's going to kill himself.
Uh-huh. Chelsea.
Nespresso.
Those are my friends that listen.
I can't even say the full name. It's like Voldemort.
Nespresso. The Nespresso has changed my entire life.
Really?
Well, I shouldn't say this.
No. I'm glad to hear it.
No, we're going to get a message.
No, I don't.
No, okay.
No, we're going to get a message.
Anyway.
Please. But group text.
Whatever.
But I come over to Maddie's and do it in the morning.
All the guys who come to the shows and say, I don't think the podcast is for me, but I like it.
But I like it.
It. I know. That's
all the people that comment thicky to me and have kept me fatter because I'm worse, meaner to my body because of those comments.
Right. No, totally. You binge because of them.
Yeah.
All the people who said that Ashlyn looks like ethnic Honey Boo Boo.
Yes.
All the people who said Ashlyn's mic is not on.
All the people said she needs purpose. A handheld.
No. That's on purpose.
All the people who said Maddie's lighting is like RuPaul's, right?
RuPaul season
all
one.
All the comments are right.
We did our best with the tech stuff.
There was hard.
Multiple weeks where we lost footage.
My first producing thing ever. So thanks for bearing with me.
Freaking job. Which her dad said, why do you need a job? I provide everything you need. You
know, they want me to work because then
are you in the mob?
All the times we said we would fuck a kangaroo, fuck an alligator, fuck a Great Dane.
Those never got us canceled.
Only the Great Dane did.
Oh my God. You know what someone sent me recently?
What'd they send you?
Someone said, this made me think of you. And it was like a Twitter thread that was like, aboriginals are hot. Mm. And I was like, they are, kind of.
You're like, I can see where they're coming from.
I can see it.
I'm literally about to have sex with a fucking mountain lion.
Yeah, literally. With an Andes mint, a Fiji bottle.
Well, that shit is going to fuck you up.
I know.
It's going to fuck you and then kill you.
We
love you all though so much. Yes. Stay in touch. Follow us. We're gonna be out. We're all moving.
We're all touring. We're all out and about. We're all Ashlyn. Some of us are touring. Some of us are out and about. You'll see some of us.
Some of us are going to Spain in June.
You are?
She is.
Oh,
where are you going to Spain
for a wedding?
Fun. For fun?
For my life? For my 30th birthday?
Right.
Nice.
I'm going to Amsterdam next week. I think I actually technically am not supposed to say
for
but
your
30th we're saying
birthday,
it's last episode.
Right?
It's last episode. Give him the tea.
For your 30th birthday.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
I'm going with Bert Kreischer. I don't know if I'm supposed to announce it, but I'm going to Amsterdam for
Amsterdam heads.
Tuesday to Saturday next week.
I'm going to Coachella.
There.
I'm
going to get
Oh my God,
Rosalia and
Ashlyn's going to Coachella. She's going to trip out.
It's called Herpchella.
Oh my God.
So many people call it herpes last year.
Really?
Yeah, so they call it Herpchella.
Did you see the Bad Bunny school bus?
No, I haven't.
I'll have to look it up. Picture.
I'll write on it.
Does it look like the magic school bus? Bad Bunny's Miss Frizzle?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wait, let's see.
Bominoes.
Let's go.
Is it coming up? I thought it might. Maybe someone literally saw it live. I think that's it? It. Yeah.
That's not
Is it decked out inside?
Maybe, that's maybe not it was just someone that literally saw it in Brooklyn. There was a school bus like decorated Bad Bunny.
Was it blue?
I don't know.
Oh.
Sorry.
Anyway, so what are you guys most looking forward to now that you have Tuesday nights free?
Not hearing you guys.
It's Wednesday. And this is why.
Now that you have Wednesday free.
I'm looking forward to getting some creative mojo back.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to not having to come to a story after work.
I know what you mean. I know it's
that
a pain.
Sucks.
Because Maddie hates the vibe. Going to a story after work.
Yeah. After whatever job life. I have. Maybe I'll announce I'm seeing a man and we're exclusive.
Ooh!
It's last episode.
Is it official?
We said we're exclusive this weekend. I got drunk and I said, "Are we dating?"
It never stops.
Are we dating? And he said, "Yeah." I said, what does that mean?
I love us. We're just like Janine for real.
No, literally.
We're always in a relationship.
I know. And I said, does that mean we're exclusive? And he's like, yeah, I thought
so. All of us are like that.
He said, yeah, I thought so. I mean, everyone knew that, right? I need to have the convo.
You need to have the convo.
Just so I can start initiating texts. Because until Saturday, I did not.
You never texted first?
Nope.
Yeah.
And I think it was confusing him, actually.
I still don't initiate texts after.
I will every so often. And when I do, it's like floodgates open with texts from him.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think he was trying to play it cool because I would not.
Because you were playing it cool.
Well, you know, I've been traumatized.
I know.
Yeah.
You said you weren't going to be in a relationship for the next 10 years.
And here I am.
Here we are.
I mean, it 4 fucking months.
Immediately.
And a man in his 20s swept me off my feet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. So
Caroline's thriving. How's your relation?
He's in Budapest for 4 months. So
my friend's in Budapest.
I'll probably go to Budapest.
My boyfriend's in Budapest. Don't know if he's gonna call. If he's gonna return to me.
What is that song?
Oh, to me.
It's Budapest.
George Ezra.
Yeah.
Budapest.
Oh. It's called Budapest.
Oh.
Kind of a fun song.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So yeah. I guess we're all kind of wifed up right now.
We're all wifed up.
I've been wifed up. Please, do not throw me into
it. I know, but it feels weird for all of us.
Struggling.
I guess that's a good.
But you're over here saying you want to fuck Miles Teller.
Wait, that's a good end. That's a good end. Maybe it's ending because we're all like wifed up. We're like,
yeah, maybe it's ending because you got a
wedding bell.
Yeah.
Bye.
Wait a second.
You literally this weekend I got exclusive.
You packaged that different.
Hey, no, I was exclusive with him the minute he fucking laid eyes on me.
100%.
You know,
but you needed the printing to get rid of us. You said, let me know because I got to get rid of these hoes.
Yeah, so sign right here and here. And
she just,
oh, your
she just wants
right
to
there.
Fuck on her couch without Stop. Having to look at this camera.
Yeah, I know. I got to get rid of all the equipment so I can get eaten out while I watch
has
the Avengers.
Come here?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We're currently watching American Horror Story together.
I oh. love that. And then
what are you going to do with the cameras?
Film a porno with him.
Yeah. Should I buy? Yeah. Should we all take one to go?
To go, Uber Eats. Oh, you all get a camera
like
and a vape.
A souvenir,
a party favorite.
You get a camera and a vape, and Caroline bought us a chicken nugget.
Oh yeah, Caroline nugget. Bought us a chicken nugget ornament, ornament, which is the cutest thing. Cutest thing ever.
Michael, I love you.
We love and Michael, our editor. RIP. He's gonna be have to file for unemployment after this. I know that.
But Angela's fine.
Wait, I would like to say something, but I don't remember what it was.
Okay.
Yeah, that's that. I wonder if the audience is going to be curious as to who my hubby is.
Yeah, they're dying.
I think I'm going to keep it off socials for a while, though.
Yeah, you should keep it off socials for as
for
long
like
as
a year.
Forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
forever. I tried to. I said I was going to do it until I got a ring, like Cardi yeah. B. Ain't no ring on my finger.
It's
you
hard because
Cardi B, but Cardi B didn't even do that.
I know.
You know what
right.
I mean?
Ashlyn, yeah. I know. Right. And then I was like, whatever. Mm.
It's hard when you're both kind of in media.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you also like are traveling and like in San Fran and right. you're like, ooh, let's take a pic and post.
Right.
You get excited.
I know, but I'm nervous because he has a punk hook.
And then my boyfriend's you know what I mean? Thirsty. He was posting me immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they, so I'm like, now
the
I'm just
boyfriends.
Being rude.
This is gonna cause another argument in your relationship.
I know.
The boyfriends post us before we post them.
This podcast that only caused one fun. Major argument in my relationship, and it was that you guys all said that I like ugly guys.
No, you said it, and we agreed with you. Oh,
I forgot about that.
So my boyfriend was like, "I'm ugly."
If
and
I heard,
actually
my,
not
if I heard
ugly.
My man say that, I would be like, "What is this?"
Yeah, and my boyfriend's not ugly, so that no, was on me. But I actually do like ugly guys. My boyfriend,
you
I'm actually
well, you go
making
for personality.
An exception.
Your personality, you go for personality first.
Brain first.
I like a little rough around the edges.
Yeah, you need to date some people that look like you.
I
do you
know
that. Do you know that?
Yes.
Yeah.
My, yeah.
Yes.
Narcissistic.
I know. You the person I'm dating right now has the same like
look.
Face as me.
Yeah.
If you guys dress the same,
can
I like
face.
Who's who?
Yeah.
You slap a wig on him.
Slap a wig on him.
I know.
You do date people that kind of look like you.
I know, Andrew.
Yeah.
And I looked
at Stop. I don't think you look like
don't cut that out.
I don't think you look like
Michael,
Andrew.
We are
that
not
much.
Putting his name in the
People
last
always
episode.
Said I look just like Andrew.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe like same like
People
skin
used to
tone.
Say that you guys look like siblings.
It's fucking rude.
You and Kate look like each other.
Mm-hmm, identical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen that new TikTok where it's like look what a haircut can do for you and then it shows someone totally
yeah, I like
different?
That.
Yeah.
I like those.
Yeah, that's
or
me
like
Kate.
Weight loss transformations.
Yeah.
TikTok has been create my entire TikTok feed is like get ready with me to tell you while I tell you how I found out my boyfriend is cheating.
You need help.
And I know my whole feed is too. Like a girl in a car. She's like, so I just found out my boyfriend's cheating. I'm about to go confront him. Let's see how it goes. That's my whole thing.
Me too.
That's hilarious.
Mine is amazing. Like hot girls don't gatekeep. How did I make $1 million before 24? My dad burned down my house and unalived my mom.
I know it's like. Here's
what
how
am I doing? Mine are just like
are
dancers.
Yeah.
Mine is like.
Here's how I manifested an apartment for $12,000. My
got
sister
hit by
died
bus.
In a hot tub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That ain't mine. Mine is all like, all that like, bitch, ain't nobody want your motherfucking recipe to your fucking peach cobbler, bitch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're
those,
on those
are mine.
I get those.
I'm
too.
On the what?
You're on the hood clips part of TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go in and out of hood.
Yeah.
And then like Alex Earl, and then I go back around. And then I get like the weird gay ones that's like
yeah.
Lady Gaga song.
Oh, yeah,
like-
yeah. That's my Twitter feed. My whole Twitter feed is like Lady Gaga, Jessica Simpson singing with Jewel, Real Housewives clips.
Yeah,
that's my whole Twitter feed is
Jessica Simpson. I've seen that video.
It's like Jessica Simpson. And they're wearing like flowy t-shirts, flowy blouses, and jeans.
Should we talk about a topic?
Sure. Yeah, should we do a little?
Oh, I want to say something.
Okay.
You know, for speed dating, I had predicted what Robbie was going to give me for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I said,
you were right. He did good.
I told you that.
You too. All of you. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Give me credit.
I will.
Tag me on your
gift. I thought he was going to do horrible. I thought he was going to give me a neck pillow for the airport. And I actually, you guys, did lose my neck pillow.
Oh, so a neck pillow would have been perfect.
Flying to, I know, actually would have been great.
Maddie wished that upon you.
Yeah, I lost it. I honestly, like, you know when the overhead bin is bad and you hear stuff back there? I had, like, the tightest connection ever, and I didn't even make it when I was flying home for Little Rock. I got stranded in the airport for 9 hours in Charlotte.
And ran into Kirby.
Ran into my sister in the airport, actually. And then as I'm like running, I was with some girl and she was like running too. She's like, let's go. And I realized like as I'm like halfway to the front of the plane and we only have like 4 minutes to make it and it's like all the way across, I realized like the neck pillow was like next to my bag that I just grabbed my bag and ran. Oh. And I normally don't leave shit on planes. So.
Anything that's loose, I'll leave.
Yeah.
You don't clip it together?
Am I never had a clip, and that's why I wore it around the head. But then because of you guys.
You need the clip to hang on your backpack like a fucking hiker.
Because of you guys, I wasn't wearing it around on the neck.
Right. Because of us. This is our fault.
Yeah, it's our fault.
Is you guys' fault.
Yeah, okay.
But Robbie did good. He got me something someone else had already gotten me, so I have to return it.
But if someone else got it for him, got it for you.
It was
like,
a really nice ice roller.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Which is exactly what I wanted, but my friend Leslie got me the really nice Skinny Confidential one. Mm-hmm. So I'm keeping that one.
I love that name.
And then Robbie got me that, so I'll return that and then just get Sephora money. And then he got me Hoka like running shoes.
Yeah, you what?
Hoka running shoes that are like nice.
They're really trendy too right now.
Yeah.
And they're comfortable, right?
That's good.
No, that's good.
Exactly white people are wearing them. I don't want them.
No.
Any shoe white people
Ashlyn,
are wearing.
You know you go to the gym. You would want them.
The fact that he knew to get Hokas, like it's he was trendy. On white girl TikTok.
He was on white.
No, he has a sister.
Ask
anybody.
No, maybe he has a sister.
He has a sister. He had to Hoka.
Have you used
else
the Hokas?
They're like walking on a cloud.
Have you used them?
Well, actually,
and should I get them for the gym? Or?
Yeah, you should. Okay. There was a little bit of drama where the pair I got was like broken and it like ripped my foot apart. So then I had to reorder them.
Robbie, he's cursed.
He really is cursed.
I've seen these.
Sometimes Amazon stuff.
Get someone else to do it.
I know.
Yeah.
It was like Zappos. But then I got them on Amazon in the end.
Should I get Hokas? I'm in need for some new shoes.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Okay.
You should research which ones are the best to run in, though.
Yeah.
Because some are too thick to run.
I know. Some are thick. You should but they're also a good like airport shoe.
Great.
You should go to Jackrabbit if you're looking for like
running shoes.
Hoka running shoes. Because then they'll tell you which ones to get.
So now you're repping the Hokas.
I'll never rock the Hokas. Them shoes is ugly.
Well, you don't run.
No,
yes,
like
I do.
Cool,
I use
A6.
Thank you, though.
They're cool ugly.
No, they ain't cool ugly, girl. No, find someone cool, else to ugly. Do it.
They're better than a chunky Fila.
You're wearing a chicken nugget on your Portal swag right now.
Yeah. Portal.
It's a fashion item.
Portal.
You all bought it.
Portal is probably closed by now.
Oh, my God.
Once they see you with the chicken nugget.
Good. This is going to be worth more money.
Now you're covering up the logo with the chicken nugget. Yeah, so we're not even repping.
We're not even getting the fucking
You guys didn't rep, so I'm not going to rep.
I almost wore my Michael Jordan tee.
Oh, I haven't seen you wear that.
In the wash.
If you go to Jackrabbit, they make you run on a treadmill. And
so you can see which ones are
then they'll tell you like which ones go with how you run.
Okay.
They'll say this one gives you more. Like if you run more on your heel, they give you more heel support and stuff like that.
I've also been boxing too, so I had to get stuff for that.
Who are you going to beat up?
You
bitch.
You?
I've been boxing.
We should
like,
do a celebrity boxing match.
No, I'm not. I have no interest in going against someone. I like hitting the bag.
Go get the bag.
I like hitting the bag, and I like hitting my guy who holds up the things like this. It feels really good.
Oh, I think boxing is so cool. I want to be a rich woman that boxes.
I
like you.
The cardio is hard on
it's
that.
Insane.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go tomorrow too.
It's really good.
So
to punch
glad my arm
things.
Isn't broken. It feels really good. Because I first started going after my last relationship.
You were like,
and I was hitting someone. That shit. Like, I almost cried, like hitting that shit.
You were like, she is funny. She asked you what's good.
Yeah.
If you're all right.
Yeah.
And you're like punching the back.
Literally.
And
when I used to go to LaGuardia, I would punch my mom in the fucking face.
Yeah.
You could just bring a printout.
I'm doing that next time. So I'm going to go boxing tomorrow, and I've been back at Orange Theory Fitness.
They just opened up one around the corner for you? For me.
Really?
Yeah.
Free? Yep.
Good.
Mm-hmm. For life?
2 years.
You won't need them in 2 years.
I don't think
I'll
be at Orange Theory after 2 years from now. I want to have a trainer who comes around with me 24/7.
Yeah.
Like Bert Kreischer's trainer. She makes him sit outside in the sun for 10 minutes every morning.
That's good.
To get vitamin D. What she tells him, like,
she has all these little tips for him, like, all day. She's
whispering
in his ear. We're
supposed to go and look at the sun, like, first thing in the morning.
10 minutes.
Directly into the
And coffee
sun.
An hour after you wake up. You're supposed to not drink coffee till an hour after you wake up.
Are you serious? Yeah. And I've been hearing you're supposed to eat for sure before coffee if you're a woman.
Yeah,
you told me that. I've heard that too.
Because it's bad for your hormones.
Yeah, it's like PCOS. Like,
yeah.
It's, what's it called? Like cortisol.
Yeah.
Cortisol.
We have different, they don't fucking make dietary like rules like around women. Like,
I've been getting those TikToks.
Intermittent fasting is not good for women. Mm-hmm.
Pretty much every workout fitness thing is designed for men.
Yes.
And women like aren't supposed to be doing like berries. Like,
agree.
I mean, I'd be going to berries.
But it spikes your cortisol.
Yeah.
All that high intensity shit is not good for us.
We're supposed to be like walking.
We're supposed to be soft maidens.
Yeah.
And like strolling.
Yes.
And preparing the body for a womb.
Yeah.
Yes. So you're not supposed to be like running, or is that cool?
I think running is actually really bad just for everyone.
But if you're a lesbian, it's fine.
Yeah.
I know. I
get bad
ran.
Cramps. Because remember I told you like, I used like I haven't taken Tylenol for my cramps in 3 months. I've just been raw dogging it. All I've been doing is taking a walk like my first day. Remember, I like first found that out when we were with your dad in Vermont, and I was like, "Fuck, I got cramps." And then we went walking, and my cramps went away.
Yeah, walking like light movement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I did it again in Massachusetts, and I did it again in Utah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whereas if you do like an Orange Theory or a Berries, it spikes your shit, and then you go home like. Really fatigued too.
Yeah.
And your body can't do what it's supposed to.
And you eat too much.
Yeah.
My body could never do what it's supposed to.
Oh, that too.
Yeah.
Also, you have really big boobs like me, like running, like that's hard on our back.
Oh, yeah, it's awful.
Oh my God.
You're mad at me for telling
that. No, I never.
Swimming.
I think of that when they're screaming at me at Barry's, like the man is screaming at me, and I'm like, I have a sandbag.
Yeah,
like
they don't get it.
40-pound sandbag taped to my chest, as I showed you guys.
Have you ever, like, growing up in gym class, forget to have a sports bra?
Yes.
And like you had to do jumping jacks.
Awful.
You ever run an errand for your mama with no bra?
Awful.
And you hit a bump, your boobs go boom, boom.
Yeah, but at least you're in your car.
Tits hit your face.
They feel like they're gonna rip off when they come down. Like just rip.
It hurts.
We had a gym teacher
in class in the big cup bras. Like, none of my bras fit right in high school.
We had a gym teacher that made us do extra.
So tighter on my rib cage and then just like open.
Loose.
And then just the third boob here. Like the
Oh, the fatty boob.
Yeah.
It's so. I can't unsee it now because if you have that, like,
I know.
Girls think it's like cute, which it is. It's cute. Right. We're not going to tell anyone it's not cute, but if you have that, that means your bra doesn't fit you right.
I know.
No, I know.
Yeah, I didn't.
It means I gained weight, Ashlyn. I know. I've been looking at it. I had to get new bras.
And now I can't unsee it when I'm like wearing, watching TV.
I know.
I'm like, your bra doesn't fit you. Your bra doesn't fit
bitch,
you. Your bra.
You should see. You're supposed to see like nothing.
Yeah.
Right here, you could see every fucking. I'm like, grandma.
So my grandma had breast cancer.
Okay.
Got a boob chopped off.
Yeah.
And then gave me all her bras. And I was like, oh my God, ew. Like, I'm not going to wear like your bras. Mm-hmm. Tried them on. They're like the nicest, beautiful, like nice bras.
Wow.
They're like hold.
They don't make them like
they
used to.
Like they used
but
to.
They're like expensive, nice bras, and I'm like, thanks, mama.
I bought a
Skims bra recently.
Tell me how it is. What?
No, good. I was gonna say, are they old or are they new?
No, it's like cute.
No, but is it like something she bought new or has she had them for a long time?
Well,
or is she just rich?
I was thinking, no, she just can't wear it because she doesn't have a boob anymore.
Right.
But like, how old are they?
Yeah.
Like, where did she get
They're them? Just nice bras.
Oh, they're just like good quality. Like
they're not Aeropostale, like back of the room.
I actually think some of them were new and her like doctor said she could put the insert in and then she wasn't able to put the insert in.
Oh, okay.
So I think that she hasn't worn them a lot. But I was thinking if I had an OnlyFans, I could do like a little thing. Like me and my grandma's bras.
Oh, absolutely.
Really creative.
I don't know.
Absolutely.
That's kind of creepy.
It is creepy. But it'll reach a side. There's a butt for every seat,
Ashlyn. There's something for everyone.
There's a what?
A butt for every seat.
There is. In OnlyFans, we could all
not
be
in New York City.
On that.
There's boob sweat girls, as we know.
Yeah. There's
we
fart in a jar,
there's
girl.
There's fart in a jar. Sorry.
But I feel like grandma, like... Yeah, it's just going to be very incel. Because like grandma, it's like weird. Guys hate to hear old shit. When you reach a certain age, guys do not want to hear about your tits.
But what if I was funny about it? Like, haha, like trying on my grandma's bras. Oh my god, this
they
is
would
crazy.
Have to have like maybe like dust on them, like grandma's bras, because that's what you think of, like old like bras.
Her cremated I think body? If you took out the bra and held it up and like shared a story about your grandma, and then went and put it on, and then came back and were like, it actually
we'll
fits
keep
really
brainstorming.
Well. I think it would work. Just so you know. So I bought a Skims bra and Skims socks.
Did you try them yet?
Yeah, they both are awesome.
Is the bra amazing?
Yeah. I wish I got a different bra. I might get a different one too.
Okay. Tell me which one you get, because I've been wanting to get a Skims.
Mm.
Okay.
Just a straightforward.
It's cute.
Just to see what it was like. And the socks were really good too, so I think I'm going to buy the more expensive one now.
Yeah.
Now knowing what I know.
I love Skims.
Me too. There's so much product.
We're sponsored
too.
Actually.
Yeah.
For the last pod.
Yeah. Did you guys see about that, how the story about Brad Pitt on the airplane?
No.
Oh, Caroline, did you?
No.
So it's all coming out, like the reason for their divorce was he flipped a shit on an airplane in like 2017, 2016.
Oh, yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. Then he like choked her.
Yeah.
Like he went to like hit the kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the kid had to defend. He was like, you're fucking tearing this family apart. And he's like a really bad person.
Brad Pitt is.
Yeah. So Angelina Jolie is creepy.
Yeah, but the whole story is pretty bad. If you pull up the...
Because he goes to hit the kid. Angelina Jolie jumps in and then he chokes her. And the kid like comes and tries to take the dad off. And that's who gets him off. Mm-hmm. But it's like trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's like choking her. Mm-hmm. Like oh not like God. Not like, bitch, shut up. Like,
Like Bart Simpson.
Yeah. Actors are crazy.
Yeah. So just in case you guys were like, oh, they're getting divorced, I think he's the bad guy in the situation.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I mean, we knew when he did that to Jennifer Aniston.
Dude.
But back then you thought they were both the bad guys.
Mm. He ruined Jennifer's life.
Yeah, I think he did.
I love Jennifer Aniston.
Her life is great. Yeah.
I'm watching The Good Morning Show.
Yeah, oh, yeah. How was it?
You guys have to see it.
I believe I've seen an episode.
I didn't like it.
Oh, no,
but
I saw
I'll
Bombshell. I saw Bombshell.
Oh, it's so good.
Mm-hmm. It's the Fox.
Yes. That was good.
Richard Ailes. Robert Ailes.
That was
What's
good.
His name?
I think Roger.
Roger Ailes.
But it's about sexual assault. Roger. So, you know, like Stewart doesn't believe women. That's why she doesn't
That's
like it.
I actually love that movie.
And no,
I thought it sounds fun to be a Fox News anchor.
Of course. You would do great.
I can't do my makeup like that every day.
Every day.
Someone else does your makeup.
And they have the skinniest little legs. And
you would be great. She would be great, though.
Their hair is down to a T.
I'd be great. I'd be like, Roger, stop. Anyways, we'll be back at noon.
They kind of act like men.
Yeah, they do.
Workplace. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They do.
I'm not good at that.
Me either.
I'm good at acting like a man.
I dare to say you're very good at that.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not good at that.
I did actually get into a fight with a man yesterday, and I held my own.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Versus a year ago, I'd have been like, oh, you're fine. No, I'll tell you now.
Oh, no, I don't care.
I told you not to. No, it's fine. I'll tell you. Yeah.
Good bitch. For you. Yeah.
Don't fuck with me. So I guess I am like a man.
Yeah.
Talk about
Think
Bombshell.
Like a man.
Yeah. Should we sync up before we leave? I have to leave soon.
Yeah, you have to leave in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Let's sinky-sinky for the final time.
Yeah, let's sinky for the final time.
Fallopian tubes tied in a knot.
Oh, say go ahead.
Oh, wait, we weren't recording.
No, you're
shut
no,
up.
You're
Stop!
Not.
Shut
no, you're not.
The final prank!
Shut up!
One last prank!
If we weren't, I would have been like, okay, well, see you guys sometime.
Yeah.
See you on the circuit, I guess.
I just picked up one of my presents.
Okay, let's do one last sync up.
Shut the fuck up!
Let's sync up. Let's get our fallopian tubes tied in a knot. Us all on the same page. What's today's question, Caroline?
It was what type of relationship pattern do you have?
What does that mean?
Well, it
what
was based
options?
On one
article.
I read the article, but there were so many different kinds of
that you relate to.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was like, I have like 10 of these issues.
So there's 12, and one of them is okay. The first one is cactus/fern, which means one partner seeks regular closeness, and the other person prefers their privacy.
I'm not in those.
It was like, where
are really
you?
I've been in those. I'm not in those either.
You're not in those? In any of these? What are you saying?
I've never.
Oh, no.
Oh,
she was
that's not my pattern.
Oh, okay.
That's not my pattern.
That's not mine either.
Aside from the one, I tend to be in one that's like both.
Mine's
like,
Brad and Angelina on a plane. Yeah. Choking.
What else do we have?
Literally. We have
introvert and extrovert, which I think is pretty.
I'm sometimes that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have that.
I date introverted guys.
Me too.
Yeah,
but you're not an extrovert.
You're extroverted.
I can be.
But you're pretty extroverted.
But no, the like way they describe it,
I can with the room.
Well, the way they described it was different because they said that someone who requires to go out with people to recharge.
Okay,
yeah. That's how I am.
That's what you can go out, like, but the way they described it was someone who needs to who stay home to recharge, right. Mm-hmm. And the other person needs to go out to recharge. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I feel like you're someone who has to stay home to recharge.
Yeah.
I'm like that.
Okay, so I'm not that.
Okay, then there's
for me, I was thinking bubbly versus awkward.
Right.
Yeah. The next one is approach/withdraw. So unlike the cactus fern, Ms. Pounden refers more directly to the one partner seeking connection and interaction with the partner who in turn feels overwhelmed. So like maybe like a more clingy, right. Like avoidant,
anxious avoidant dance. That's the anxious avoidant dance.
Mm-hmm. Then there's emotional/logical, which I feel like is my situation.
Okay, that is my situation. Yeah.
Been in those because that's like that's dating me. An engineer.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
You're just like, or a sociopath. What is this?
Was there a catastrophizing one? Is that this one?
Catastrophizing?
Yeah.
Let's see.
I don't know what that word is, but
there might be one that fits into... one, but criticize and defend. One partner is always more critical and the other person's on the defense. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of like that historically
gets in those.
Mutual avoidance, where it's like, you know, neither no one wants to talk about problems.
Oh, that's kind of
me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like to talk about the problems.
Or mutual blame, where it's like you blame each other.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like those.
No, that's bad.
That is really bad. Mountains and molehills. I like this one.
No, that's me.
Yes. One person is constantly exaggerating the extent of their relationship problems, whereas the other person is constantly minimizing.
That's just men and women.
That's me. No, that's me and Kate.
Really? Yeah.
So yeah, because I will exaggerate the problem. Yeah. I'd be like, I need you to make this appointment because what about our kids? Are you going to make our kids appointment?
Yeah.
What, bitch?
Absolutely.
Why are you talking about the kids?
And she's just happy as a clam.
She's just happy to exist.
Yeah.
What a mountain and a molehill, for sure.
Like, that's me and Rosie.
That's me.
That was me with Andrew.
Then there's spender and saver, which is like financial issues.
No, I tend to do spend.
That will be whoever marries me, but they don't need to know until we get there.
No, me and Kate are spend.
Yes.
Yeah. There's different ways.
Yeah.
But
I'm actually, yes, you are.
I was thinking about my own stuff. Just like,
yeah.
No one I date like looks at their bank accounts. It's the same way I don't.
Right.
Just write the credit card till it doesn't work.
Same.
Then there's teacher student.
No.
So one feels like they must instruct others or like you think you can fix somebody or tell somebody how to do things and they don't want it.
People.
Yeah,
I don't like to do it, but I sometimes do.
Well, that's, I feel like, different. If it's like,
I don't like to do it because then the sex is weird.
Yeah.
Because then you're like, it changes. You know what I mean? Like you feel like someone's mother instead of someone's
girlfriend.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Fuck that.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like then the dynamic changes.
Women often get trapped into the being the boyfriend's mom.
Yeah.
We don't do that.
Which
we
I think people, we don't guys do that. Like that.
They love that.
But then they
that.
End up not liking it.
I know.
But they cheat on you with,
and then they cheat. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With
and
the little whore.
You think you should do everything for them, but no.
Then there's dreamer/realist. So one person is constantly fantasizing about the romantic life the couple shares, while the other is more down to earth. I kind of do that.
I kind of do that too.
I've been dreamer. Me and Kate are dreamer.
Dreamer.
Yeah.
Dream. And then conventional/unconventional. One partner enjoys day-to-day continuity, but the other enjoys unconventional escapades.
That's like a finance guy with an artist.
Unconventional.
Yeah, me too. I'm unconventional. I feel like
You're unconventional.
That's what
that's what you said.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, you guys. I feel like I'm a mix, but I feel like
these are interesting.
Emotional and logical is a big problem for me.
Yeah.
Mountains and molehills.
That's a good one.
Slap. That should resonate.
Yeah, for sure.
Portal. Yeah.
And where's the one where you dream that they're cheating, so you take it out on them? Where's that one?
Yeah. Well. That might be dreamer realist.
So yeah, there's a lot
more emotional versus logical.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or cactus versus fern, when you're like, where are you? He's cheating.
Right.
That's a big trigger for me. If I don't, you know,
cactus trust fern.
Yeah, the fern is like,
I'm more like sunflower versus Venus flytrap. Murder.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm more like Jodi Arias. No, I'm kidding. I was reading a lot about Jodi Arias today.
What's the other one? Elena Bobbitt.
Lorena Bobbitt. Yeah.
I'm like Elena Bobbitt.
This has been a Lorena Bobbitt podcast.
All right. Well, we have to wrap up.
All right.
All right.
So,
well,
where can we find you?
Where can we find you guys?
You can find me fucking a Great Dane at Stuart and Chill.
You can find me putting a Butterfinger up my ass. Aww. That was a throwback.
You can find me trying to set up cameras.
Oh, I take it down all by yourself.
You can find me joining another podcast.
All right.
Okay. Just jump and ship.
Just like we jump into relationships.
Literally. Find your new supply, bitch. All right. Well, we'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.